Life is so busy. If you blink, you can miss something amazing. It's important to take a moment and enjoy what we have and the people around us. I'm Mo Hagan, Chief Operating Officer for Canfit Pro, and welcome to A Moment with Mo, a podcast where I will welcome some incredible guests to talk fitness and nutrition, mindset and self-empowerment, setting our goals into action, and much, much more. Now let's get chatting. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode, A Moment with Mo. And I am your host, Mo Hagan. I am so thrilled to be in the company of these two extraordinary women I'm about to bring on today's episode. They are entrepreneurs making waves in the fitness as well as the corporate wellness world. And my guests today are Debbie Ballinger and Megan Jarvis. I have heard rumors that these two empowering women are up to something. They're not only inspiring greatness in the work they're currently doing, but they're also working on something special. So little devious Mo thought that if I invited them on this episode together, they couldn't leave and they'd have no choice but to tell us more. So it is going to be an enlightening episode with lots of variety and topics. We're going to continue to explore what's driving the trends in the fitness and wellness industry and how to empower and move yourself forward, leveraging technology. And for those who know me, you know, and we've talked about this on many episodes, including an episode that kicked off this calendar year with one of my guests today when we talked all things trends. I have this insatiable fascination for industry trends, all industries, but particularly fitness, health, and wellness. But what truly captivates me and really taps into my passion and energy is deciphering the profound messages that these trends bring to us, what they convey and how they influence the way that we work and perhaps the future of work, and how they can help steer both businesses forward, but also innovate and progress our profession and the world. So we're going to speak about that. We're going to talk about women's empowerment and creating a sense of belonging for other women. That taps in beautifully to the 2024 International Women's Day theme of hashtag inspire inclusion. And we're also going to get curious and understand what fuels the passion for innovative leadership and entrepreneurship. So without further ado, I'd love to bring in two incredible entrepreneurs and empowering women leaders, Debbie Ballinger and Megan Jarvis. Good morning, good afternoon, ladies.
Hi, Mo. Thanks for having us.
And welcome back and welcome to the show, Debbie, because this is your first time. So
it is. Yes.
I want to share a fun fact right off the top about the three of us and then the two of you. So first of all, the three of us, we're all Canucks, we're all Canadian, and the two of you actually live abroad. So Debbie is coming in from the East Coast of the United States of America. And she can tell us more about where that is. And Megan's coming from down under in Australia. You can tell us a little bit more about what your backyard looks like. And what I love about this is being good friends in the industry. If I added up the decades that we've all worked together and known each other, we'd all sound older than we are. So I will not say anything more about that. But I do want to introduce you properly. So let me do that. First of all, Debbie, my dear friend of over four decades, as I mentioned, is residing in the U.S., but officially from Ottawa area, and is the founder and CEO at DB Fitness and Wellness Solutions, provides health and wellness advisory services for employers and fitness centers, and is a wonderful fitness professional educator, speaker, and presenter. And ding, not to forget, the recipient of the 2023 Marla Richman Memorial Education Award. And I think that is one of the best awards ever to receive when it's in memory of a human being that, of course, has, you know, laid the path for leaders like you to follow and then shape for others. So welcome, Debbie.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yay. I am too. Thanks for showing up. And coming from all the way down under, as I mentioned, This is a gal that is a Canadian inside and out, but has brought her talent to Australia in the work that Megan does. I met Megan at, of course, a reception at a fitness industry conference where we realized we both lived in an area nearby each other, but now in different countries. And I knew right away that we'd be great friends and now industry colleagues. So I don't know when that was, but it was at one amazing Phylex conference sometime in the early 2000s, I think.
Years
Can't
ago.
Can't quite remember.
In Sydney, so we were both the furthest away you can basically get from where we live. So it's always great to connect.
Always great. Isn't it awesome? And it tends to happen. You go around the world, you're on the other side of the world, and then you get this connection and you realize that you've been neighbors and you didn't know it.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know Megan, I'd like to introduce her. She's founder and chief executive officer at WellCorp Health and Wellness, blending fitness facilities, technology, fitness, and mental health. Megan is a TEDx presenter, published fitness writer, author, stunt woman, and TV personality. Not to mention that, a very cool fashionista. Check out your outfit. Now, on shows like this, I don't ask what people wear below the waist, but you got to show off this and cool for you summer morning outfit in you're coming in from. So please do stand
up. Just have shorts on under there, but...
Where are you going after this?
Yeah.
I do have a women's group after this, so I will be getting changed into the shorts and tights and doing some breath work and yoga. So some things we're going to touch on in this podcast.
Good, good, good. Well, let's jump right in. But thank you for modeling for us because I'm so jealous. That is the coolest outfit ever. Okay, so I'm going to throw this question out and then you both can just get after it, and your blended insights and commentary will be so rich. So let's do it. What are the most important things to note for health and fitness professionals that will ensure they remain relevant to the latest trends? And what can fit pros potentially incorporate into their businesses to move forward through innovation and perhaps reinvention?
Beautiful. Debbie, do you want to kick it off?
Sure. So I think, Mo, I lean very heavily into the space as you do. And I know Megan does too, because we chit chat. But I think the key here is staying relevant and connected to the trends and the research, evidence-based practices, and then the trends and deciphering those. To be leaders in the industry and to be able to innovate, you kind of have to have a sense of the baseline of what is actually happening on the consumer front. And then in the industry at large, where the industry is going and trying to marry a blend of that so that consumers' interests are met. And of course, Megan and I lean very heavily into the corporate wellness space. So I would add in what it is that employers also need. And so if you look at the trends report and looking at the CanFit report, there are many, many areas that one trend report to another are repeating themselves. So you see a lot of commonality from one to the next to the next. If you look at the CanFit Pro trends report, you're going to see a lot of areas where there is a great deal of opportunity for innovation. And what comes up to the top of the list, we won't go through the entire list, but we have active aging on the list. And currently we have more Americans over age 55 than we do under. And we're aging differently. Of course, Mo and I know we're of a certain age and we are going to live longer and healthier, right, Mo?
Absolutely.
So we're learning more. We are using many tools available to us to be healthier. And so I think following along in those trends is key. At the recovery piece with rehab and sleep is also on the list. And there's a huge shift in 24. And so the relevancy for us as leaders is paying attention to that, because the boots on ground implementation, the skills that you take from those trends, what does that mean to us as leaders? Having a good look at our activities and our programs and our group X schedules and making sure that we accommodate those interests around recovery type activities, shorter duration activities, prehab, post-hab, rehab, all of those types of things that have gained a lot of interest. And basically all of it comes up to meeting consumers where they are. And a big focus on rejuvenation and longevity. We are wiser consumers now. And so for us as leaders in the industry to be aware of that, and yet it's another nudge for us to remain relevant with the trends and adapt what it is we're doing appropriately to meet the needs. Nutrition and supplementation is of great interest, and that's going to continue. And of course, mental health and mindfulness is also an area for innovation as we look at the mental health crisis that is coming out of the pandemic. And with that comes many disease states and compromised health conditions. So there's just a ton of opportunity to truly embrace the trends and become innovators of new programs, tweaking existing programs, just making magic happen, that these trends are a little different than previous years gone by. So it's a very exciting time for us as leaders.
Oh, so optimistic and such rich insights. And I, you know, Megan, you mentioned about you're going off to teach yoga and breath work after. I have to confess and say that when I started teaching my yoga class, I thought it had to be power yoga and it had to be 60 minutes of full-on power yoga. I've actually now peeled away the power yoga and brought in the breath work, more time for, you know, that post-exercise rehab. You know, a lot of fascial work, stretching, and just time to be present. And I've changed the way I deliver my yoga class and even design my yoga class. So I've really quite, in fact, brought innovation to my own classes that have really re-inspired me as an instructor, but also met the needs. Like you say, meeting members where they're at, I kind of blew them away in the first couple of weeks. And it didn't really help my numbers, but when I started to soften my approach and bring more diversity of mindfulness and well-being into it, my class is packed now. Mm-hmm. So thank you for sharing all that. I'm going to throw to Megan to sort of add to this as you wish.
Sure. And oh, well said, Mo. I mean, even to adding om in your yoga class now can be such an amazing way of people just relaxing and connecting, which is what we've all been craving after COVID. Just to add to what Debbie said, that stat of there's more 55-year-olds in the US than there are 55 and under. That's something that you cannot take lightly, and we don't have enough fit pros ready for this active aging demographic. So looking at where there's a blue ocean of opportunity, it's using wording to help assist inclusion into the classroom or into your classes, your gym, you know, even in an outdoor setting, we have a lot of walking groups. Because this is an aging demographic that right now doesn't know where to train. And that inclusivity, like we're going to get into, is going to be so, so important. So if we can start utilizing language to allow that inclusivity of our active aging older adults, which, as Debbie mentioned, it's number one in the CanFit Pro top 10 trends of 2024. And it's also on ACSM's top 10 trends, we know that this is a big one we need to concentrate on. And just following through with that is mindfulness. And then also we've got the active aging and recovery area over here. In Australia, and I know Debbie's mentioned this too, in the US, we're seeing a huge boom of facilities specifically for recovery. So this can include cold plunges, infrared saunas, and I mean, I just turned 40 and we're anybody, you know, late 30s, early 40s, we're looking at how do we look at these new active aging, healthy aging techniques, and how can we live healthier longer? How can we look after our bodies longer? So it's not really a certain demographic that's looking into this, like it's the over 55s. It's really everybody is looking at how can I start to incorporate compression boots into my personal training, for example, which is boots that help circulate the lymphatic system? Or how can I start bringing a cold plunge? I mean, they're about $100 online. And safely and effectively introduce cold plunging to my clients. As Mo mentioned, I run corporate well-being gyms, and a lot of my clients are over 60, 65, and they're cold plunging before the 40 or 55-year-olds. So believe me, all ages can do cold plunges. The second you tell somebody, it helps decrease stress, anxiety, and help you recover faster. I mean, they're all in, because the aches and pains go away quicker. It makes you feel amazing, helps you get a good night's sleep, which we mentioned is another trend. So it's really combining these different aspects of health and wellness that are out there right now and becoming an all-encompass fit pro. So it's now looking at we're no longer fit pros. We're really going into the era of an all-encompassing well-being professional, which is really exciting and probably one of the most important takeaways I tell my coaches in 2024.
Wow. I think you just coined a whole new term that ties into this whole inclusion journey, all inclusive fit pros, and that is powerful to meet, you know, a bigger demand of the market if you can be all inclusive fit pros. And I loved what you said and shared about seeing, you know, the standalone recovery studios, whether they're in a bricks and mortar of a club or on their own. I love that. I work for a very large fitness chain here in Canada called Good Life Fitness, and we started building recovery studios within the club.
Yeah.
Incredible. The goals of participation in that studio have surpassed the goal intended 4 times or more.
Wow.
And yes. It's unbelievable. People are coming into the club to get into a cryo chair and have a sleep, and that's their training for the day.
Yes. Yeah.
And you are a performance athlete, Megan, so you know the importance of recovery for that next performance, as you do too, Debbie. You work with, whether it's performance in the corporate boardroom, having clear mind, performance in the sport that you're in, but this has all come full circle. I love what you shared. And, you know, we do know from the work through Sarah and Sal Pellegrino, very well-known fitness industry leaders and consultants from the United States, they've been presenting a concept of 4 generations presented by 2 gens. It's a father-daughter team. And the research that they've uncovered is that all 4 generations, for the first time in history of mankind, are looking to age differently from wherever they're starting, and younger, to your point, Megan. So what you've said about aging differently, all generations want to age differently and therefore embrace different ways to go about seeking their fitness and health and wellness endeavors. So right on point. You fascinated me though with your comment about the way that fitness professionals are evolving as wellness professionals. So my next question is, how do fit pros become wellness pros? Who wants to start?
Deb, do you want to take it?
Yeah, sure.
Your favorite?
Yes, it is my favorite. It absolutely is. That was a really good segue. So with all this going on, I think the key is to absolutely adopt a holistic approach. And with every encounter, every training session, every modality that you teach, like you said, Mo, you've changed your yoga class and it's softer and you've got more recovery type skills within the yoga practice, and your members are loving it. Using that holistic approach of mind, body, spirit in every single encounter, because we are much more than sets and reps. And we all grew up through fitness. We're all teaching fitness classes, and it's easy to lean very heavily into exercise science because that's where we grew up. That's what we know. And that's what we're very good at. But challenging the mindset that we're more than that, we are also amazing coaches and listeners and amazing leaders. We have compassion and the ability to meet people where they are in their training and their movement. So we bring a lot of skills. We are motivators. We are creators of hope and opportunity, providing life skills and support and encouragement. And fundamentally, the how-to, how do we go from being a fitness professional, and it's a mindset thing mostly, right, to a wellness professional or well-being professional, we need to reframe what it is we're doing. We need to reframe our brands. We need to be very mindful of adding wellness to our company names as a tagline, a brand logo that's appropriate, being very mindful of imagery and photos we use to market to the universe at large, keeping in mind we're not just trying to appeal to our current clients. In fact, there's 80% of the world that really, really, really needs us to help them get started on that health and wellness journey. And so paying attention to their mindsets and what it is they need from us. Because when you're not feeling well, you're overweight, out of shape, suffering a depression, starting with 60-minute fitness classes, it's just complete disconnect, right? So it all starts to thread together a little bit. And we really need to be mindful in how we position ourselves as leaders in the language cueing that we use and avoiding what I would say is placing judgment on certain levels or skills with this surge of Ozempic and weight loss meds, judgment-free spaces, no fat shaming, all that kind of thing. Just this holistic approach, working top of license and embracing all the skills that we bring to be able to meet someone holistically, mind, body, spirit, is the how-to of adopting a wellness mindset and effectively coining yourself as a wellness professional.
Hmm. And as I hear you say that, it makes me think about the how-to, especially if you are a driven professional, always seeking to learn and to become better. It's like, where do you start on that? Because you're right. We do rely on our comfortable skills that we've spent years and thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars seeking education around for some. How do you go about doing that? I'm sure that this will also give us an opportunity to talk about how you coach and help you how you train fitness professionals to become wellness professionals. The same for you, Megan. So we'll make sure that we share with our listeners and viewers how you can go to that next step, because it's one thing to say, choose your language to be more inclusive. How do you know if you're fat shaming or not? Mm-hmm. A situation happened in a gym I was in this week about a body size, and automatically a bias associated with that size meant that they weren't healthy. And it was not a good situation for the trainer, because they realized that they were saying the wrong thing. I don't think they knew what to say. Right. So we do need to constantly open ourselves to learning and growing. And that's why we're here. Mm-hmm. Megan, maybe you could share your thoughts in that and then take us sort of through how someone might take the first steps towards new language. That's a big one, to be more inclusive.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Going back to what Debbie said, it really is a shift in our own mindset and how we're approaching other fit pros or amazing women like yourself. So for myself, coming into being a well-being pro, I needed to use 3 C's. I break it down into 3 C's, and these have gotten me where I am and enabled me to create the company that I did. And they're really simple, and they're in this order. So the first step is having the courage to ask questions, ask mentors, and ask the people that you want to emulate and look up to. And you'd be very surprised of how much we want to give back and how much we want to assist. And Mo and Debbie, you both are, perfect example of that. And then with courage says, I'm going to take that first step and I'm not afraid to fail. And when you fail, then you create confidence. So it's through our failures that we create confidence. So the next step is gaining confidence and getting back up on the bike, getting back up to continue to ask others, how do I become a well-being professional? Maybe I'm not nailing it in this area. Maybe I need to get a bit more assistance over here, and continuing to develop yourself this year as a coach in 2024, looking at coaches and asking assistance and looking at the great mentors that you already have around you. And then the icing on the cake and what I know has led to all of our successes is connection. It's very important that when we're fit pros, we can become very insular. We've got our clients, but we're not looking outwards at what's Good Life doing. Well, they're the pros, they've got millions of dollars. Of course, they're going to create cold plunges, saunas, and steam rooms. But that's not the only thing that Good Life is doing. And there's a lot that we can take away from what Good Life is doing. As I mentioned earlier, a cold plunge is $100 to set up and fill with some ice for your clients after they're done their exercise. So it's looking outside of the box and ensuring that you use courage, confidence, and connection with those around you to take your business to the next level this year as a well-being professional. So that's always my biggest advice, to take that next step. And then making sure that we use the correct languaging in inclusivity, which Debbie said some great tips already on languaging. It's really looking at no longer just categorizing ourselves as fitness professionals, looking at the different avenues that you're already playing in. For example, you're instilling good habits into your clients. So amazing book that if you haven't read, it'll change your life when it comes to habits. It's ranked number one in the habits books, is Atomic Habits by James Clear. As a PT or fitness professional, it's one that you should jump on, read through, and with those little tips, you can add those into your business right away. And look at what Debbie's doing as a well-being coach and the new courses that are coming out in CamFit Pro. There's all those soft skills that you can really bring in when it comes to empathy and languaging around different body types. The biggest gap or the biggest area that we really need concentration on right now in Australia is females over the age of 55. They don't feel comfortable getting into the gym. This is a large demographic that is right now going, where do I go? Where should I train? And how do I feel safe? And how do I feel included? So using certain languaging to help draw them in to feel comfortable, it would be a great aspect and a great thing to add to your fitness business in 2024.
Oh, mic drop. I love it when you give us that step-by-step and through your three C's that took, it's almost like the perfect journey. You start with the courage to ask, to step into your desired dream or outcome of what you see for your business, and then having the confidence to fail. I love how you said it that way. And that leads you to also opening yourself up to connecting with others who are going to be teachers you can learn from, mentors that you can, you know, support you. And that's going to probably also take us to the conversation of how, as women leaders, we need to, not just should, but we need to empower other women. And that's an important thing for especially the movement with gender equity in the professions and in the workplace. I loved what you shared there. And that book, I think that is the Bible for all leaders, is Atomic Habits. And it doesn't matter how many times you've read it, you should read it almost every year, like reminding yourself, right? Mm-hmm. It's a great, I love that book. I listen to it on audio when I'm driving.
Ditto.
All right. How do then fit pros, this is probably going to be sort of, we can go anywhere with this question, but I'd love to throw it out, is how do fit pros, how do wellness pros empower themselves in 2024?
Sure.
Megan, let's start with you.
I'll take this one because Debbie and I were having long chats about this, and I was mentioning some different areas that she could add into her business right now. And I think the reason that I've been staying on top of technology is because I created an app, a fitness app, back almost a decade ago. So I really took a giant leap from being a fitness lecturer to creating my own company and going into tech, which was intimidating and something that, as fitness professionals or well-being professionals, we're not always the most savvy in, because we're connectors. And we're activators. We're really good at connecting and assisting people to move more. But getting on the keys and sitting at home and coding might not be the best thing for our areas of our brain, the way that we learn the best. But now there's amazing, the speed that AI is going at is so quick that we need to start implementing it into our businesses now. And the reason being is because, not because AI is going to take over, it's because if you don't bring AI into your business right now, somebody else that is going to surpass you, because it has the ability to. So one of the examples is ChatGPT. There's ChatGPT 3.5, which is a free version. You can go download it today, put it on your phone, and off to the races you go. This thing is amazing. You can do scripts in the ChatGPT to describe your business, and then it will actually speak for you. So you could say, do a 7-day social media post related to well-being, active aging, recovery, mindfulness, and some functional movement. And it will lay out an entire social media of 7 days, including the hashtags that are trending online. So it's pulling the data of the most popular hashtags, and it just works a lot faster than we could ever do as human beings. So if we're going to stay up to date and empower ourselves in 2024, our number one tip is playing with technology, looking at what's out there. ChatGPT-4 is the paid version. It's 30 to 40% better than the free version. And it just will blow you away in the different abilities that you can do on it. I'm very happy to share those scripts with our listeners today that I have. It just quickly shows you what you put into ChatGPT, or I like to call her Chatty. And Chatty will just go.
Chatty.
I speak very nicely to Chatty, because if Chatty ever does wake up, I'm always, thank you, Chatty, and please, thank you. So, I'm very careful of, of that.
That's awesome.
And then there's the other aspect of, if you're looking for an all-encompassing social media guru, there's Genius AI. So this is a company out of the US. It incorporates all of your different plugins. So imagine ClickFunnels, Facebook ads, CRM, your SEO on Google, all in one space, automatically automated by AI. So it's pulling what are the most important things that I should be talking about as a new wellness pro. And it will tell you what you could be saying online, how you should be speaking, and it can really curate amazing things within seconds. So it can, for myself, it took the place of 3 different jobs that I had in the background, for example, in my business. So wow. It's definitely thing that you need to be playing in, take advantage of, and we can send you over some tips and tricks on how to get started. Don't be afraid.
I love this. And I'm going to take you up on your offer. So stay tuned, everyone, where we can connect Megan's resources as examples. And then obviously through my website, connect with your website. And I tell you, you already sold me on I better get with the program, which I have, although I don't call her Chatty, although that's fabulous. I'm glad. I know you're right. I'm always worried someday I'm going to wake up. She's going to wake up and talk back to me in a way I might not like. But yeah. I realized just the amount of time I spend trying to create this, and within seconds, you just can have it ready for you, which would save you time and also help you continually move yourself and business forward. You said it right off the top. Mm-hmm. If you don't do it, someone else is going to do it and they're going to pass you by. And that, I hope, motivates all of you to, step into your courage and get in with technology. Also, you didn't say this, you're so humble, but when you jumped into tech so much ahead of the trend, and how that was not the natural place for you, as many fit pros don't find the technology thing easy. You're also a woman in that space that is very male dominant. Nothing wrong with that, but I'm sure that you were one of very few, if not the only woman in the tech rooms that you were in when you were first starting out.
Yes.
Says something about you.
Very, very true. Well, it's the background of being a BMXer in Canada and going up against the boys. So after that experience, I mean, anything that I go in that space, and right now we're still less than 4 or 5% when it comes to women in tech. So it's an area, because we've got such amazing skills that we can bring to the tech scene. So, I always say to women getting into tech, you're going to have a unique point of difference.
Mm-hmm. And unique point of difference.
When do you notice?
Mm-hmm. Love that. Your language is amazing. And a unique point of difference. That is much more powerful than even a unique point of view. Speaking of unique point of view, Debbie, do you want to jump in on this conversation quickly, we'll move?
Yeah, Megan's covered it exceptionally well. I think the takeaway, honestly, for the audience is to not be afraid of tech. whatever it is that you can embrace, starting with the free version of ChatGPT, we have to start. We can't get 2 years, 3 years, 4 years behind. And then any other tech that can make you have the free time that you need to be the innovator and the creator and the human person relating with your clients and your community. Whether it's someone to do your website, just don't spend so many hours there. You don't have to be good at all those things. So in addition to learning some things, also knowing when to appropriately contract out too, I would say, with certain tech things. Not being afraid to draw a line in the sand.
You got it, my friend. Do what you do best and hire for the rest, or call or work with Chatty.
Chatty's
all right. Let's transition to women's empowerment, and then we're going to close with wrapping up a bit about definition of self-care. So the theme for International Women's Day 2024, it threads through the entire year. It seems to be a theme that we pick up on and we focus on. The theme for this year is hashtag inspire inclusion. There is philosophy behind how they came to that. So ladies, what does inspire inclusion mean to you? And how do female fit pros create that sense of inclusion for other women, or a sense of belonging?
Mm-hmm. Well, Megan and I talked about three things, and I'll do the higher level and let her dive in some. And we feel very strongly that we need to have opportunity to celebrate and lift up female business owners. We need to support one another in the space. And we also feel there's a very big opportunity and need for female athletes and female fit pros. So we identified three areas where we think we have leadership need in creating community for women that is inclusive in three different ways and different groups, I guess you would say. And Megan and I, of course, and you two, Mo, are coming, we're kind of all three, right? We're athletes and we're business owners. And I think on a personal level, as leaders, what comes to mind for me is being a safe harbor where any woman could approach any one of us as leaders, and for all our persons on the call as well, exact same thing, where we are here to help. We have no judgment. We meet women where they are. And this is kind of our brand. This is what we do. We're known to lead with heart and complete integrity, and we are accepting without judgment. And so I'm going to let Megan take it from here with the exploration of the three communities that we were speaking to.
Beautifully said for what inclusion can mean. And thank you for sharing that. It's very insightful, and it is who we are already. It's just recognizing it and becoming more of that in this evolving space. Megan.
I know if you're joining us today, you already know Mo and Moments with Mo. So she is just the, when I think of inclusion for women, I think of Mo in Canada. So let me tell you, you're in the right place right now if you're listening to this, because this is the inclusive space. I mean, Mo has been leading the way for the past, I didn't know that you guys were friends for four decades, but let me tell you, healthy aging looks great on you too. I must
say. Well, thank you.
Yes, yes.
These are the women that are paving the way for us women to look up to, be outlets to, and they're assisting us in getting those opportunities that were not there before when our parents were growing up. So, I mean, the most important thing is connecting with women like Mo at CanFit Pro. Come to the conferences, put yourself in the room. And as Debbie said, those three areas of female entrepreneurs, female athletes, and our female business owners and female athletes and our female fit pros are areas that we really want to assist in inclusion. So right now over in Australia, we've created a group called the Million Women Wellness Movement, and it's leading up to the Australian 2032 Olympics to assist women athletes and entrepreneurs in any area, but mainly wellness, get tenders for the 2032 Olympics, because it seems like ages away, but believe me, that that gap is closing quickly, and those tenders are already going right now. So how do we get more women involved in the Olympics? How do we start to assist these women to have courage, confidence, and connection to stand up and say, you know what, I can be the driver for the athletes, or I own a successful business over here. I want to help support these athletes with their training leading up to the 2032 Olympics and provide some funding so that they can actually train and get to the 2032 Olympics. So if there's this nice bridge across those three sectors, I can see us really coming together and creating a large impact. And I know that we're doing it in Canada, and I'm sure there's lots of groups in the US, but there's not enough. And women are craving connection like this. So I really encourage you to go out, make a group and community to assist women in these areas, because you'll be surprised how much it'll be just a snowball effect, and your heart will be filled.
Oh, we could say thank you very much and leave it right there. It's so brilliant. And so inspiring. It just makes me feel like I'm just getting started in contributing to the movement with women. And I loved how you brought it into three groups: women business leaders, women athletes, and women fit pros. And there's so much yet to be done. Mm-hmm. And we really are, you know, just getting started, but it's truly a way for so many of us to contribute. So you heard it here. It's like, let's create this community. Let's do this together. And I'm kind of sense that there's something more going on between you two that's going to come forward in the future that's going to help us accomplish just that. Love how you set your sights so high. Like, why not aim for how we can impact at the Olympic level, whether that's in business or whether that's in sport or whether that's just how we choose to live our life, right? It's like, you got to go for the top. All right. While we wrap up today, I'd like to ask each of you your definition of self-care and why it's so important than ever to invest in it, especially as fitness and wellness pros.
Shall I go first?
Debbie, love your definition in this regard.
Yeah. So it's not champagne and strawberries and essential oils and massages and in actuality, it is all the things that we know to be true around holistic health and good health practices, right? And for me personally, I would say it has taken quite some time to be able to put my health needs first, which to me is self-care. It's the health needs. And it's the nutrition, and it's the sleep, and the healthy food choices when you're out dining. It's not placing judgment on myself. It's permissions to rest, which we all know, those of us in the fitness industry, type A +++, when we're not doing something. So my self-care aligns with all of the good health pillars, and a little bit, I'll be totally vulnerable and say, a little bit of reprogramming to unravel my type A +++ personality to better health.
I'm with you on that one. Thank you for your vulnerability in sharing that, because it just makes us all so much more human and relatable. Megan.
I will echo what Debbie said. It is giving back to yourself. Right now, we have so much coming at us in a day that it's really difficult to turn off. I mean, our environments have completely changed from a century ago. So a lot of the time now, I'll have clients coming to me saying, you know, I think I've got attention deficit disorder. It's really hard for me to concentrate. And I look at them and say, I know, look around. There's phones, there's this. Like, it's hard for anybody to concentrate in this environment, isn't it? So we need to find a way to switch off. We need to find a way to really look at how we can give ourselves the proper amount of sleep, give ourselves the time to meditate, or whichever tools you want to use, whether it's doing some breath work, some sound healing. It's bringing our energy down. As fit pros, we have a ton of it, as Debbie mentioned. So it's giving back to ourselves in that regard and in that space. And you wouldn't believe the magic that unfolds when you do that. So self-care is all about allowing yourself to slow down, to speed up. And that's very important right now in 2024.
Brilliantly said. And I'll close with this comment about self-care, the metaphor that I hope that everyone has either heard or personally experienced being on a plane when you hear the flight attendant walk you through the security steps and putting on your own oxygen mask first. And while that is a way to actually receive oxygen and it's a survival step in order to help others, you got to put the mask on first. But I think it's a great metaphor for self-care. It is not, you don't need to feel guilty to take care of yourself. It's actually necessary for you to thrive, not just live, but to thrive so that you can serve others as we love to do as fitness and wellness professionals. So I hope that all of you were inspired by both the definitions of self-care and perhaps gathered a few new tools for your self-care toolbox that could include bubble baths and strawberries or a glass of wine. But I'd like to close.
Amen to that.
Yes. Yeah. And then a nice sleep. That's all we're saying.
And a nice sleep. Yeah. It all comes together. So I'm going to share with you a resource for all of you. But before I do, to close this, I just love to take this moment. I'll start with the farthest from where I'm coming in from today. So we'll start with Megan. Please share where's the best way we can connect with you, and or what are you working on that our viewers and listeners will want to get to hear about or maybe take part in?
Yes. Oh, well, we've got some things that is in the woodwork, like you mentioned, Mo, and I think between Debbie and myself and you, Mo, I think we could create some amazing resources for fitness professionals this year. So watch this space. We really want to get the industry upskilled where fit pros are now wellness professionals. So that's soon to come. But the best way to reach me is on LinkedIn. And what's coming right now is I'm assisting fitness professionals in looking at the different areas in their toolbox and becoming more fearless in their leadership. So assisting them in tips and tricks on how to get into corporate well-being, et cetera. So I do personal coaching and mentoring, but also assist in corporate well-being.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And Debbie, yourself, please. And yes, do tell us you. What you're working on with Canva
yes.
Pro.
Yes. So I'm very excited to share. I think the first thing that needs to cross my lips is that my Corporate Wellness Masterclass now has CanFit Pro CECs. Woo-hoo. So that is super exciting. I don't know why I waited so long. You can find out about the Corporate Wellness Masterclass that I teach on my website. I like Megan and probably easiest to connect with on LinkedIn. Meanwhile, I do have a masterclass that will teach you how to create your own signature wellness program, because my mission at this point in my career is to, same as Megan, elevate fitness professionals to wellness professionals and move the industry from being a fitness industry to, in fact, a wellness industry. So please do connect. And I do business coaching for fit pros. If there's any way I can support you or help you, I'm in your universe now, and I will do whatever I can to lift you up.
Wow. There's your invitation for transformation, friends, right there. And yes, I'm very excited about what is going to be coming out of the woodwork into the world. So stay tuned for more. In the meantime, you can go to www.mohagan.com, download my free resources, have access to all of these podcast episodes. But also when you subscribe, you will receive my blog. And I kicked off the year with Mo's Guide, and it's a big name. So hold on here. Mo's Guide to Move Your Self-Care, Your Self-Development, and Your Self-Empowerment Forward and Create Change in the World this year. So do download that. That's where I'll share more of my self-care modalities for health and wellness. And it is free. So just check it out on my website. And until we cross paths again, keep moving yourself forward. How? By moving through this opportunity. You heard it here today. Open yourself up to learning more, always be a student, and embrace or inspire and inspire inclusion. Thank you so much, everyone. And bye for now. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Megan. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Mo. Thanks, team.